have a story about a coney. In Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 28, we read about four little things on the earth. And one of these is the coney. The coneys are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rock, of the rocks. The coneys are about something like a rabbit, although they really aren't in the rabbit family. But they cannot dig or like a rabbit, so they seek homes that are ready-made for them in the rocks, because the Bible says they're only feeble folks, and they can't defend themselves, so they get into the hard, strong rocks and crawl into the holes of the rocks, and that's where they're safe. I suppose the biggest enemies of the coney would be the hawk and the eagle. But a hawk especially, when they catch sight of a little coney sitting out maybe in the near the edge of the hole in his rock, why, they fly directly over that coney, and they suddenly, when they get right over the top of him, suddenly they just let go like a shot out of a gun, and they dart right down as fast as they can. They drop right down and smackle. Sometimes they catch those little coneys, and they take them away, and of course they eat them. But the coney, he's not stupid. He's among one of four little things on the earth that's exceedingly wise. So he knows when he's sitting out in the sunshine and he sees a heavy shadow overhead, he knows something's coming down at him, so he just darts into the hole, and of course he escapes, and the old hawk just doesn't get him. He knows when he sees that cloud that something terrible is coming, so he crawls into the rock and hides himself. Now, boys and girls, there's a real lesson for us, and if we're wise, we'd be like the coney. There's a real lesson here. You know, there's a cloud hanging over the old earth today. It's a cloud of judgment ready to fall on sinful mankind. The Lord is coming back, and the clouds of his storm of judgment is getting lower and lower and lower all the time. Now, if we realize that, if you realize that and you weren't saved, then you would see that cloud coming like the coney, and you'd run into the rock to find protection and safety and security. And that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other. The old hawk of sin will get you every time, and the judgment of God will catch up with you if you don't come to Christ and put your trust in him as your Savior. I hope you will. Tomorrow it could be too late. Make Jesus your Savior today.